gracious me!
Hi, Battersea, please.
Of course, anywhere you want. So then, you're an Indian? Punjabi boulder?
A bit, yes. Have you got the time, please?
Of course I have time. Why so formal?
Sorry?
You're my friend, yeah? You don't have to even ask. You can take anything you want. I'm just a simple man.
That's very kind of you.
What is kind? We are same kind, yeah? You are like my son.
They're great. I think we're going the wrong way, actually.
My friend, you don't worry yourself. You leave it to me. I can go anywhere you want. You don't have to even ask.
Yes, but it's...
When I drive, the hand of God is with me. But I am just a simple man.
Look, we need to turn left here.
Left, right, back, forth, fifth. We are all brothers together.
What are you doing? This is a one-way street.
My friend, in life there's not just one way. There are so many ways. My way, your way, his way.
Yeah, listen, I'm running late. So please, if you could just turn around.
Oh, no, here they are.
Here, who are they? This isn't Battersea.
My friend, you're so sweet. Now get out of the car.
Get off. Ow.
Now, this is my daughter, Shobi.
Hello.
Hello, what is this place?
Don't you worry, yeah? Now, if we'll just walk around this fire.
Don't push.
You're so silly. Only 6 months, we can all go home.
I'm not marrying her or anyone. I'm off.
Come back, you heartless bastard. Can't you see she's crying?
Now can I marry Gerald, then?
Pick up the car 23. Mr. Patel, 27, single, doctor-owned flat to go to Victoria Station.
Bandit, hold that fire!
Hello? Excuse me, is this why I sign up for the Indian Student Society?
Oh, God, sweetie. Keep away from that lot. Unless you enjoy cooking samosas for a bunch of premature ejaculators. Been there.
Oh, right. You see, the thing is, I've just arrived and, well, you're Asian too, so I thought...
So you want to know what's what, right, cool? Been there, yeah. Right, for a start, lose the duffel coat, for God's sake. You'll never pull anyone looking like that.
Oh, well, I wasn't really planning...
Hey, nor was I, but that's what university's for, isn't it? Growing up. Right, now what department are you in?
Physics.
Oh, right, well, for a start, don't bother sleeping with Mr. Jones, Mr. Misra, or even Mrs. Braithwaite. Made no difference to my grades. But Professor Edwards can get you poppers on prescription if you don't mind wearing a French maid's outfit to his tutorials.
Oh, right, do you know where the library is?
Is there one? Only kidding. Come on, let's go and get drunk and then we can get you laid.
Oh, I'll never fit in here.
Hey, come on, sweetie, don't cry. No, look, I remember my first day, yeah? Sweet little Indian girl with her plaits and her mum's cardi, never been away from home before.
When was that?
Nearly 2 days ago. Come on, let's party.
Everyone ready to order then?
Yeah, Dad. Yeah. I think I'm going to have a pizza.
Yeah, me too.
What about you, Mum?
I'm not hungry.
What?
Have a pizza. They're very good at this place.
But pizza? What is pizza? Why should I pay these people for pizza when I can make it at home for nothing? What? Of course I can make pizza. All I need is atta, tomato, paneer, and an aubergine. What more pizza do you want, We'll go home, I'll make it in 10 minutes, you can have pizza. Why do we buy food if not to cook?
It's not the same thing.
What? Now your mother can't cook?
Okay. Forget the pizza. Have some spaghetti.
Spaghetti I can make at home.
No, you can't. We haven't got any spaghetti at home.
I can just cut the roti into very thin strips. Then all I need is mince, tomato, paneer and an aubergine. Why give money to strangers, huh?
This is ridiculous. Every time you go out, it's the same thing. I have had enough of this. We're going home. Chalo, waiter, please call us a taxi.
Taxi? Taxi I could have made at home. All I need is a car and a small aubergine.
Oh, Mom!
This is it, man. Eurostar.
Yeah, man.
It's like in 3 hours, right? We'd be in like Paris, man.
3 hours, man.
I tell you, this is the future of travel in a trans-European style.
Yeah, it's like a fusion, isn't it? Like between like England and France.
And the whole of Europe, man. Just think of the places you can get to now with the utmost massive convenience in it.
Paris?
Brussels.
Paris?
Yeah, man. You could travel anywhere in Europe. Turkey, Poland, Netherlands.
Hold on, man. I think Turkey, it's in Asia, isn't it?
Oh, no, man. No, you're thinking of Bangladesh.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how fast do you think we're going, man?
Eurostar, man. Top speed, 340 kilometers an hour.
Don't mean nothing to me, man. What's that in miles?
900. Yeah, you just multiply by 3 and subtract 4, innit? What's the matter, man? Don't you know about conversion, man?
I don't know, man. I thought that's what you do to lofts, innit?
Man, you have got to get into it. Them Eurocats, they'll soon be ruling over us, man. That traditional way of British life will be changed forever by the Euro changes.
But all of it?
Yeah, man, all of it. Totally.
Even our music?
Man, that will be the first to go.
You mean?
Yeah, no more Ragga Jungle Bhangra Disco.
No way, man.
All traditional British activities, man, they'll be banned.
No more chilling outside the temple, checking out the Rasmalain.
Yeah, man, and no more stealing all the pakoras at Diwali parties.
All pakoras will be banned.
Yeah, unless they are approved Euro-white.
And Euro-taste.
And you know what they put in pakoras in Europe, man?
Frog's legs.
Sauerkraut.
And lasagna, man.
Yeah, man. We don't want to be Europeans, man. We want to protect our British way of life, innit?
Let's get off the train, man.
Hey, it's stopping. Let's go, man.
This is the Northern Lights service calling all stations to Mill Hill.
Man, I told you the terminal wasn't in Tooting Beck.
In it.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Oh my God!
Everyone, come quick!
Listen to me.
I put a small offering of milk in a katori in front of the statue of Ganesh Ji, and now the milk has gone. And all that is left is this chalky white deposit and a strange smell.
Hold on. When did you leave the milk there?
About 3 weeks ago.
Well, it's just evaporated, hasn't it? That white stuff's just calcium residue, you know?
Oh, it's not milk. Never mind.
Sorry.
Wait. Everyone, here, quick. Come here.
What happened?
This morning, I placed an agarbatti in front of the statue of Ganesh Ji, and now all that is left is a pile of ashes. And a strange smell.
Hang on. Did you light it?
Of course.
Well, it's just burned down, leaving the smell of the incense. That's what joss sticks do, you know?
No miracle.
But what about... Oh, no, forget it.
It's a miracle!
I left an entire McDonald's spicy bean burger happy meal near the statue of Ganesh. Huh? And now it's gone. Leaving just some piece of gherki and a strange smell.
Well,
I don't know.
It's a miracle!
Hang on. You, over there.
Who, me?
Yeah. What is that on your chin?
Mayonnaise.
And how did it get there?
I ate the happy meal.
Oh. But what about the funny smell?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, for goodness sake. Look, everybody. Why do you need a miracle, huh? Isn't your faith enough? Would it be any stronger if the gods performed some trivial magic trick for you?
No. Wait! Look! The statue of Ganesh Ji! It's moving! It's coming alive!
It's a miracle! Oh, Ganesh Ji, forgive me for doubting you. I humble myself before you.
You are forgiven, my child. Now, pick a card. Any card.
So,
So, this is nice, isn't it? It's not often we go out to the cinema together. What film is this?
A Mission Impossible. It's supposed to be really good.
Does anyone want any popcorn before it starts?
Yeah, I'll have a sweet. Would you want one,
Salted, Dad? Yeah. Salted.
Why you want popcorn? If I knew you wanted popcorn, I could have made it at home.
Mom.
Of course. I could grow corn in the window box, and then with just a little salted aubergine...
Oh, forget it. Forget popcorn. Let's just watch film. Will that keep you happy?
Well, you must be very happy. Now you found a new way to waste money.
What?
Well, what is the point of buying expensive camcorder if you're going to spend money on other people's films?
Oh, God.
I can make film at home 10 minutes.
You can't make Mission Impossible, can you?
Why not?
Because it's got Tom Cruise in it.
Tom Cruise? I can make him here. All I need is carbon, hydrogen and a small aubergine.
Mom, please, Tom.
Oh my god, my parents are gonna kill me!
Oh no, oh my god, why? Tell me what?
Well, you know that guy I liked, Raj?
Oh my god, yeah, Raj. What? Tell me.
They're gonna kill me, man! Well, I saw him right in the shopping centre, right? And I said hello to him.
Oh my god, you never
eat out. I did, Keita. Oh my god, they're gonna kill me! And you know what's worse than that? Oh my god.
Tell me what?
He only said hello back. To me?
Oh. He did.
Hello, Rita.
He said. Oh my god. What did your parents find out?
Oh, they're gonna kill me, didn't they? Oh. I mean, I couldn't tell them about something bestie like this.
No, man, the shock and the shame would kill them. They'd kill you first, of course, then they'd die.
And then I'd have to kill myself, wouldn't I, to punish myself?
No, you wouldn't.
Why not?
Because you'd already be dead, innit?
Because my parents are gonna kill me when they find out.
That's it.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's Raj. Oh my god.
He's coming this way!
Run!
All right, Rita. Fancy coming to the pictures tonight?
Move away slowly, Rod. If anybody sees us, my parents are gonna kill me!
But your parents sent me. Your mom begged me to get you out the house. Your dad even gave me a packet of condoms on the way out.
Oh my god! He said condoms, did you hear that?
Right out here in the open! Your parents are gonna kill you, man!
Oh my god!
Goodbye! Safe journey!
Goodbye! Oh, our little baby is all grown up, married, and gone.
Oh, do you cry?
Our last child is married, gone away to start anew. The house feels so empty. What can we do?
Well, we could chase each other around the living room.
What?
You could smack my body with a great big broom.
Pardon?
Wear each other's chuddies like there were crowns. The things you can do when your kids ain't around. We could dance in the rain like Bollywood stars. Do it on the bonnet of a Datsun car. Sit on the washing machine and really feel weird. The things you can do when your kids ain't here.
No.
Oh. Or we could just talk.
Okay.
Sit together.
That's nice. Share. Me and you.
Oh, walk by the river.
Dine at the Ritz tea for two.
Or we could roll around in ghee, play hide the kebab. I'll be your bunka walla, you could be my man sub. Wear your bed socks, red tops, and maternity gowns. The things you can do when the kids ain't around. I could swing from the lampshade in my Batman cape.
So nice.
Smoke the kids dope and hallucinate.
Really?
Play Jacques Cousteau under the duvet. The things you can do when the kids are away.
Oh, really?
Or we could just read.
Oh.
To each other.
Yeah.
Visit a mossy or two.
I could cook for your mother.
Oh, no.
Attend some cultural do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we...
Yeah.
Could watch naughty movies on satellites. Build an extension in the moonlight.
All right.
Bring up straight.
changes make animal sounds. The things you can do without butchery around. Take off our clothes and cook in the nude.
Cover each other in lots of food.
For 9.5 weeks we'll be in the mood.
Oh, when the kids are married off, most people, they cry.
But today is the happiest day of my life.
Oh,
Sanjeev Astin, rickshaw test pilot. At a secret base near Calcutta, he crashed horrifically while testing a particular nippy rickshaw.
Ouch, bugger.
A man barely alive. We can rebuild him. We can make him the world's first desi bionic man. We have the power. We have the capability. We don't have the ideal exchange rate, yes? Sanjeev Astin is the 6 million rupee man.
Oscar.
Sanjeev.
You've rebuilt me.
Yes, at a cost of 6 million rupees.
Wait, that's only $150,000.
Possibly more on the black market.
Ah, but am I faster, stronger, better than I was before?
Well, no.
What's my first mission?
Sanjeev Astin, your first mission will be to buy some groceries.
I'd like some sugar, please.
I'm sorry, we don't have any.
Yes, you do. Huh? It's there behind you.
Wow, how did you see that?
My bionic eye enables me to see objects.
Bionic eye? Then you must be the 6 million rupee man.
That's me.
Wow, would you like a bag?
No.
How will you get the sugar back to base?
With my bionic arm, I can carry small items of shopping.
Oh!
Sanjeev, you have successfully completed your first mission. This tea tastes much better with sugar.
It sure does, Oscar. But where are those little plastic stirrers we used to have?
Ha! You're standing on them big eye.
Oh, you mean they're under my feet?
No, we made your legs out of them.
Oh. Bugger!
Good evening, and welcome to this, the memorial service for our dear departed colleague, Jaggi. You see, in life, some of us become doctors, lawyers, accountants. In my case, chairman of the Pakistani Born Again Christian Society of Amsterdam. And also, one or two of us become human cannonballs and expire in quite an unpleasant manner. Jaggi unfortunately fell into the last category, and what a bloody bad luck for him, isn't it? You see, Jaggi was the salt of the earth, and he was also quite a philosopher. You know, once he took me aside and said, "Tell me, my friend, why did the koala bear fall out of the tree?" And I said, "Jaggi, I don't know." And he said, "Because he was dead." Very intelligent man was Jaggi. And then he said, "And so are we all koala bears sitting on the tree of life, waiting to plummet headlong into whatever shit lies below us." So I've had him buried in a full koala bear costume and stuffed. Anyway, Jaggi may be stiff as a board now, but my God, did he know how to live. Well, I suppose he didn't in the end, but when he was alive, he bloody did. And so to commemorate his memory, I've written a small poem called simply Jaggi the Human Cannonball. Oh, Jaggi, you made us laugh. You made us cry. Sometimes we fired you into the sky. And when you said you would not die, I guess that was a stupid lie. We in the Pakistani Born Again Christian Society of Amsterdam do not know the exact reason why we all must go. But remember, when there is no net, you should at least wear a bloody crash helmet. Oh, Jaggi, you will for sure be missed. But tonight, in your honor, we'll all get pissed.
Blood pressure's dropping fast. Let's get her into theatre.
Doctor, I think she's coming round.
Mrs. Beddy. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me, Mrs. Beddy?
Where am I?
You're in hospital, Mrs. Beddy. You've had a heart attack, and we're going to perform a bypass operation.
Why?
Because you have a clogged artery. We have
to... No. Why hospital? I can do bypass operation at home. All I need is a piece of artery, a sharp knife, and a small aubergine.
Goodness Gracious Me was performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Kulvinder Gear, Nitin Soni, Meera Sayal, and Nina Wadia, and written by Sardana and Pinto and the cast. The script editor was Sharat Sardana, and the producers were Gareth Edwards and Anil Gupta. Hello?
Hello. I'd like to talk to you about Krishna.
Oh, yes?
Have you ever thought of becoming a Hindu?
Actually, you know, I have. Yes, it's something I've always wanted to do.
Oh, well, you can't. Sorry. Have a nice day.